Hey, let's talk some hockey right now. Joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers. Mike, good Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, happy Tuesday. How's it going?
Going great, thanks. Boston Bruins set to go at it again tonight and trying, I would think, among other things, to wash off the stink of their last meeting with Montreal.
Yeah, well, it's not going to help. They're going to be wearing their Winter Classic jerseys, so I'm sure it's going to be fresh on their mind, for sure. But, yeah, you know, it's an important game, especially against the team. You know, the Montreal Canadiens lost 15 games since December 2nd, which is the most in the NHL, with 15 losses in 19 games. So the Bruins definitely have a chance to do some more damage to a team that embarrassed them for the Winter Classic.
Yeah, Canadians really struggling of late, a point behind the Bruins. So what's up with this Montreal team that's maybe even thinking about a coaching change, I hear?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of things. I think we're finally starting to see that their depth isn't as great as everyone thought it was. But, you know, first and foremost, it starts and ends with Carey Price. You take Carey Price away from that team, and they're a very regular, ordinary team. And, you know, we're kind of seeing that lately. And they started to build some momentum there where they won against the Bruins, and then they won the game prior to that as well. But ever since then, it's just been all downhill. And, you know, I think we can't understate how important Carey Price is to this team. And once he returns, you know, I'm sure they'll right the ship a little bit. But right now, they're looking for answers and they're struggling.
Well, as bad as that Winter Classic was, maybe it was some kind of a wake-up call for the Bruins, who, for the most part, would you agree, Mike, have been playing much better hockey since then?
They are, yeah. I think that the last two wins kind of helped. They had a 2-2-1 road trip, and, you know, I think since the Winter Classic, they were just okay. I think, you know, in November, December, we started to see the Bruins go on a bit of a streak, and, you know, we started to see what they could do when they were playing to the best of their abilities. But since then, they've come down to earth a little bit more. You know, they're starting to put together some wins, and David Krejci and David Pastrnak are both close to returning, which is very, very good news for an offense that, you know, started out on fire and has sort of struggled since. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do, especially with the trade deadline about a month, a little bit more than a month away.
And I guess there was a report earlier that David Krejci did skate this morning, but not likely to be in action tonight. How long before he's back on the ice?
You know, it should be soon. Claude Julien said the other day that Krejci's more day-to-day than anything. You know, when he went down to injury, he was week-to-week originally, so... you know, definitely good news that he's practicing a lot more. It's, you know, really good news that he's traveling with the team, especially since, you know, they were just there for, they're just on the road for one game and they're back home in Boston on Thursday. So because he was with them traveling, you know, it makes me think Julien probably thought he was somewhat close to returning. And I wouldn't be too surprised if he came back Thursday night against the Canucks at home.
How important will that be to the Bruins?
Incredibly important. You know, I think Ryan Spooner definitely stepped up, and you're starting to see Spooner become a little bit more of a top six forward. And, you know, you put David Krejci back in the mix, and he's a point-per-game player. You know, right now, I believe he's either third or fourth on the Bruins in points, and he's played, you know, 35 games. So it just goes to show you what he does to that offense and what he does especially on that power play. Especially the power play, really, it's kind of struggled since Krejci went down. You're missing a little bit of that finesse and that skill in the power play. So getting him back there and on penalty kill as well is definitely going to help the team.
Well, and you mentioned Spooner, and some of the younger guys have actually been playing some of the best hockey for the Bruins of late. The fourth line doing quite well and getting some contributions from unexpected sources.
Definitely. It's definitely good to see a lot of different players step up. And I think the fourth line, the iteration it is right, as it is right now, is probably the best that it's been in probably since the Merlot line years, you know, and the good old years in 2011, 2012, when they were actually making a difference. And, you know, I think Landon Ferraro is one name that comes to mind that, you know, he's a waiver pickup in October, November. And he's been great for the Bruins. He's really filled that need of a speedy, skilled scorer that can contribute on the fourth line, but also, you know, play a little bit of defense as well. And I think, you know, it's getting Jonas Kempinen back is definitely helpful too, but just in general, you know, you're starting to see those three clicking a little bit more, and you know, that's the fourth line has been a weakness of the Bruins for the past 2 years at least. So it's definitely good to get contributions from those guys.
We're talking with Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers. The Bruins on the road taking on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. For this team to be not just a playoff contender, but a team that can get in and maybe win a postseason series, who's got to step up in this second half of the season?
Well, I think you just need more from the defense, and I don't know if it's necessarily stepping up from the offensive side of the puck, but definitely the defense. You really want to see them tighten up things a little bit more. And, you know, I'll say, too, you want to see a little bit more from your big guys. So Bergeron scored two the other night, and Marchand snapped, a 10-game goal drought with his game-winning goal against Toronto. So you definitely want to see more of that. You want to see Pastrnak and you want to see Krejci start to contribute once they return. But, you know, first and foremost, it starts with the defense. You know, that's been their weakness all season. You know, and going into the second part of the season, that's going to be something that they're going to have to try to figure out, and they're going to have to sit down and say, okay, is this the group that leads us to the playoffs, or do we need to make an addition, or how do we change it up and anything like that? So, you know, I think definitely the defense is really going to do a lot more.
Do you think the Capitals are the best team in the East right now?
Hands down. Hands down. They definitely have that depth. And, you know, I think Alexander Ovechkin is one of the best players in the NHL, and he's had that title for a very long time. And he's finally they finally have all of the parts to be a winning team. You know, they have Braden Holtby and Neck, who's putting together a Vezina winning season, I think. They have strong defense. They have a great coach in Barry Trotz. You know, everything's just starting to click for the Capitals. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to put it together and keep the momentum going. You know, obviously in the past they've had these strong regular seasons and they've kind of lost that momentum once it came to the playoffs. But right now it doesn't look like anyone's going to stop them. They're for sure the best team.
Well, it's going to be interesting tonight, as always, when the Bruins and the Canadiens get together. Mike McCauley from the Hockey Writers. Always great talking with you, Mike. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's Mike McCauley here on Downtown Talking Hockey.